Meteorologist Ted Kieser says it'll be mostly sunny today. Expect the high of 43. Then we have some rain entering the picture for the next few days. He'll be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes. 28 degrees now, and Tom Rogers has AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer is being mentioned by fellow Democrats as one of the individuals President-elect Obama might tap as he assembles his cabinet. Romer represented the South Bend area in the House from 1991 to 2003, and former Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton says Romer is certainly being considered for high office. Like Hamilton, Romer is a former member of the 9/11 Commission, which investigated the September 11th terrorist attacks on the U.S. He also serves on a federal committee to curb the proliferation of nuclear weapons and is the president of the Center for National Policy, a Washington-based think tank. Romer has been a vocal Obama supporter and campaigned for him in 11 states. He also served along with Hamilton as a foreign policy advisor to Obama's campaign. Meanwhile, a U.S. congressman from Chicago is not being shy about wanting a promotion to fill Barack Obama's Senate seat. Chip Mitchell has more.
Democratic Representative Luis Gutierrez has helped lead a legislative struggle, unsuccessful so far, to provide millions of undocumented immigrants a path to citizenship. The Puerto Rican descendant says he and Governor Rod Blagojevich are on the same page on the issue. It's the governor who gets to appoint Barack Obama's replacement in the U.S. Senate. Gutierrez says he's meeting with Blagojevich about the post next week.
We're good friends. We've been allies in this fight for comprehensive immigration reform and for the defense of immigrants. We'll have that conversation.
Blagojevich's office hasn't confirmed that the two have an appointment. Others on the governor's list for Obama's job include U.S. Representatives Jan Schakowsky and Jesse Jackson, Jr., and Illinois Veterans Affairs Director Tammy Duckworth. The term lasts through 2010. I'm Chip Mitchell.
It may sound hard to believe, but a University of Illinois professor says by and large members of Congress do live up to their campaign promises. Tracy Sulkin bases that conclusion on matching the politicians' campaign ads and the legislation they introduced or co-sponsored in office. Whether that legislation makes any headway in Congress, though, depends a lot on circumstances well beyond a single member's control. But Sulkin says starting the ball rolling is important.
It's something that everybody can do regardless of whether they're senior or whether they have a committee position. Whether they're successful in bringing those actually into policy is going to depend on whether they're in the majority or the minority and that type of thing. But their efforts to do so are available to everybody.
So why is the stereotype of politicians shirking on their campaign promises so prevalent? Sulkin says it relies on people's dim view of politics as well as negative campaigning that constantly accuses competitors of reneging. Authorities at a hospital in Park Ridge say Reverend Andrew Greeley of Chicago remains in critical condition after he fell and fractured his skull. A spokeswoman for Advocate Lutheran General Hospital said that last night the condition of the well-known priest, newspaper columnist, and best-selling novelist hadn't changed. His family says the 80-year-old Greeley snagged his jacket in the door of a taxi cab Friday afternoon and fell, hitting his head. Friends said he suffered bleeding on the brain. Greeley was born in Chicago and has written more than 50 novels. In a column for the Chicago Sun-Times, he often explored the relationship between religion and politics. The convicted felon questioned in the killings of the mother, brother, and nephew of singer Jennifer Hudson could be released if the Illinois Prisoner Review Board decides against revoking his parole. The board meets today at the Stateville Correctional Center to consider the case of 27-year-old William Balfour. No one has been charged in the shootings, but authorities have called Balfour a person of interest. He's in custody on a parole violation for a 1999 attempted murder conviction. Balfour is the estranged husband of Julia Hudson, who's the singer, sister of the singer and actress. Illinois Prisoner Review Board Chairman Jorge Montes says if the board finds no cause to continue holding Balfour, he could be released. An animal common to southern states appears to be making its way into Indiana. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources says four armadillos have been found dead as roadkill in southern Indiana since 2003. The first nine-banded armadillo was found near the Illinois state line in Gibson County. Officials have also been, or others rather, have also been found in DuBois and Vandenberg counties. Indiana State University biology professor John Whitaker says armadillos can survive mild winters and may be expanding their range to Indiana. Armadillos are mammals with a hard outer shell about the size of a large house cat. Their main diet is insects and grubs. Johnson says southern Indiana residents may see evidence of the armadillos digging in soft soil for grubs. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 8:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Ed, we mentioned that Sesame Street turned 39 today. The Marines turned 233.
Happy birthday to the Marines.
Yeah, and tomorrow's Veterans Day. And one of the things.
And Sesame Street.
And Sesame Street. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll be listening to a couple of the stories that we put together for the World War II Initiative. We'll take another listen to some of those tomorrow on Veterans Day.
Now, would that be an even number anniversary, say 90 years? Wasn't it originally the end of World War I? 1918, when that Armistice Day, would that be 1918?
I think